Hello, and welcome to Read It With Whiskey, the place to be if you are a sci-fi or fantasy reader. My name is Laura, and I am your host. I am a, you guessed it, I'm a reader, writer, and whiskey drinker, and I'm here to share with you the person behind the page, the author. And this week's author is Eleni P. Mora. Eleni is a passionate writer of the same strong and witty female leads that keep her hitched to a new book. Growing up, she found some of her best friends and lived some of her best adventures inside the pages of a book. And in time, she found solace in her own written word. Now, after a decade of getting to know the most diverse type of people through her career in marketing, Eleni decided to follow her soul's desire and dedicate herself to writing. Such an incredible author and such an incredible book. Let me tell you what Among Shadows is all about. I lied, I killed, and now I've lost everything. The only thing left is finding out if any of it was worth it. In a world where powerful men hold all the control and magic is the ultimate privilege, Isla grew up with two secrets: spy to a powerful man and the only wielder of darkness. She was groomed to kill and to lie, and she learned from a very young age that her own power could become her biggest weakness. But her latest mission will either force her to reveal herself or to betray her only friend. For years, she enjoyed the luxury and safety in Nirim's palace, trading in secrets and whispers whilst keeping her own power hidden at all costs. Yet, as she crosses paths with a mesmerizing captain and a brewing rebellion, she begins to realize there are more forces at play than she ever imagined. Now, she will finally have to learn what her power and herself are really worth. As her world crumbles down and her secrets are revealed, Isla will need to face her own mentor or risk losing herself. This is such a dark and twisted story, but so much fun in the fantasy world. Let's dive into the interview. Hello and welcome to Read It With Whiskey, Eleni. I am so excited to talk to you today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
We are going to be diving into your book, Among Shadows, which was such a fun read. And we'll also talk a little bit about the sequel, which was just released in January. But before we dive in, can you tell our listeners a little bit about you and how you started your writing career?
Yeah, of course. So I'm a Brazilian, currently living in the UK for 8 years now, so a long time. I started writing when I was like very young, probably like 13 or 14, something like that. And it's been a journey since then. I didn't really manage to find my voice in Portuguese. So after I moved to the UK, I found my voice in English, and it was a challenge on itself to write on a different language, to gain the confidence and all of that. But then the pandemic hit and I said, you know what, I need something to cope. So why not try to do that on a professional level? Yeah, that's when I decided to, you know, sit down and really finish a project, because up until that moment, I had like tons of different projects started, but nothing really finished. So I said, okay, it's now or never. So let's try. Let's try to, you know, just dive in. And yeah, and here we are. So that's when Among Shadows was born.
Oh, I love that. So you have a backlist of some stories that are just hidden away. Do you think you'll ever bring any of those back to light and release them?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? There's nothing in the pipeline right now. Half of those stories are actually started in Portuguese and they simply don't work. I think the way I tell a story in Portuguese and the way I tell a story in English are completely different. So maybe I'll revisit some of those ideas at some point and completely rewrite them. But at this moment, I have some other fun projects in my mind, but completely new ones.
Yeah, I a lot of authors say that. They're like, these old stories are my babies, but there's this new shiny idea that I would rather pursue. So it sounds like that's kind of what you're doing here.
Yes, definitely.
So this is your first book that you've published then, Among Shadows, and it's book one in The Air of Light and Dark. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about what this book is all about?
Yeah, well, I could say all sorts of things about the plot and the relationships and the characters, but I think ultimately this is a book about taking control of your own life, you know, and at the same time, it's about an idea that nothing is really black or white and there is no absolute good or absolute bad. So I really wanted to toy a little bit with the idea that life usually happens in between those lines. So nothing is completely written down and absolutely good and absolutely bad. So yeah, I think that's pretty much the whole concept behind the book.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And I love that the black and white and then the cover is in black and white. I don't even know if you said that to mean that, but I was looking at the cover as you were saying that. And I was like, that's a perfect analogy for this story. Because our main character, oh, she is quite the character. And we'll dive into her a little bit later on. So what inspired this story? What was the motivation behind writing it?
So I think elements of this story have been a part of me since my very first attempt at writing when I was a teenager. I used to read a lot of fantasy back then. Well, I still read a lot of fantasy, but I think at that point in time, I was reading so many of those epic stories that, you know, have the absolute good and the heroes that fight to save the world. And all of those stories are really important, you know, they give hope. They were an amazing place for me to be when I needed the most. But at the same time, I remember thinking, you know what, that's not how life really happened, you know? So I wanted to write something that could play around those lines. And, you know, you have the perfect prince that maybe is not so good. And you have the spy that maybe is not so bad, you know? And I wanted to really explore how half of what we do and half of what we are really has a lot to do with the circumstances that we are living and that we are brought up into. So, yeah, I think that was the first spark behind it.
Yeah, the prince, I love to hate him, but I hate to love him, but I both love and hate him. He's a character where I haven't decided completely how to think, how to perceive him. So we'll talk about him in a little bit.
Okay.
So this story is in a fantasy world. There are kingdoms and royalty, princes, swords, sword fights, and more. And there's also magic. So magic has a big part to play in this story. So can you tell everyone what is the magic system in this world that you've built? And maybe why is Isla our main character? Why is the magic system so important to her specifically?
Okay, so this is a world where magic is linked to the element in a way. So it's elemental magic. So you have different wielders for different elements. No one carries two elements at the same time. So it's really about, I don't want to go too much in details on it, mm-hmm. because there is something to be uncovered on the second book. But in a nutshell, you are bound. So every elemental line and every elemental kingdom is bound to a different through their blood, they're bound to a different part of the magic that runs around the world. So everything goes through the veil and everything happens around that universe, but you can't really access all of the elements, and there's a reason behind that I really don't want to reveal at this point. Yeah, and for Isla specifically, she does have this amazing power that's all about the darkness and the shadows, but it's not something that anyone else carries. So there is a lot of uncertainty on why is that? So where these powers come from and what does it even mean in a world where all the magic is really bound to a different element and suddenly you have someone that carries shadows in it. So is it bad? Is it good? So she has to hide her power for her whole life until some circumstances lead her to really reveal that to the world and coming face to face with her own power, you know, and make force her to make a decision on whether she wants to own that or not. And yeah, there will be a little more surprises along the way towards the end of the book on how all of that ties together.
I really like the magic system because, I mean, I really like Isla's magic, the wielder of darkness. That's how it's worded in the blurb. She's the only wielder of darkness. Yeah. I love that. But then there's other people who have other elemental powers, like you said. And something I really like about this magic system is that the magic is a privilege. So only like the high class and the most wealthy people have these powers. Whereas in other fantasy books, you see a lot of it like the evil people, the witches and wizards are the people who have magic, and the royalty usually doesn't have magic. At least that's what I've seen in like the large fantasy scheme of things. And so I like that that was flipped, that it's the wealthy people who have these powers. I mean, we can't talk more about that without going into like spoilers with all the powers and everything.
Yeah, definitely. We can. I think the interesting thing for me when I was building it was that if you have this amazing well of power, you naturally will end up at the top of the world, right? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Money comes with it, power comes with it, like, and I mean social power. So I really wanted to explore a little bit how that would reflect in the society, you know, would that become a tool for exploiting the rest of the society, mm-hmm. or would that become a tool to, you know, help the people around you? And I think everything is possible, and we will see characters that go one way or the other. But it's not so different from having a lot of money, you know, it's just what you do with it. And yeah, I wanted to bring this into sort of a different perspective in a way.
Yeah, definitely did it very well. I really loved the system. So let's dive back into the characters. So we have our main character, and everyone always loves the main character. It's their favorite. But I would like to know, as the author, who is your favorite character in this series? Is it Isla or is it someone else?
It's actually someone else.
Okay.
So my favorite, well, I loved writing Flynn. I think the banter mm-hmm. with Isla is amazing. I really love every time they come into the scene together. But my favorite character is probably Lian. So he's a secondary character, at least mm-hmm. in book one. And, you know, he just came into page ready. I was never planning to have him. He was never part of any of the outlines, any of the plots, nothing. But then at some point, he just appeared on the page and he was completely ready. And I sort of fell in love with the relationship that he builds with Isla and the warmth and yeah, all of that. Yeah. I mean, he has some lightness to him that really grew on me really quickly.
I really liked Ruby. I thought she was a good, loyal sidekick. I liked Dara, the strong, independent woman type character. And we can't not talk about the prince, okay? So Aiden, so the book starts. The first chapter, Isla and Aiden wake up in bed together. And we're like, whoa, this is how we're starting the book. Okay. And then we get to see their relationship kind of pivot based on a few things that happened within the story, and we don't have to go into spoilers, but what was it like writing their relationship with all the twists and turns? Yeah, I guess I'll just leave it at that. What was it like writing that relationship from the start, like in bed together, to expanding throughout the story?
You know, when I first started writing this book, I had this one scene in my mind. So everything grew from that one scene, which was that first scene. So it was really like the very first lines that came to me for that book are in that chapter. I think that it was really hard work to go through their relationship because I had to have such a deep understanding on both of them, you know, like what not only what their relationship meant for each of them, but who they were individually. So even though Aiden is sort of a secondary character, I have so much background on him and so much deep understanding on who he is and what he wants and what's really what he's trying to achieve, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to, you know, play those two characters together and you know, pivot their relationship as much as it goes through how all the books really. So yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens in book two. I have a rule for myself that I can't move on to book two until after the interview, which is after book one for the authors here on the show. And so I was like, I almost downloaded it so many times on Kindle Unlimited when it went out. It was just released. Book two was released in January. So a couple weeks ago, as of when we record this, and I've been like trying not to download it. I'm like, okay, as soon as this interview is done, I'm gonna go find out what happens to this prince and Flynn and Ruby and all of them. So I'm on pins and needles about that whole dynamic. So it'll be fun.
Can't wait to see what you think.
Yes. So I would love for you to tell us, who is this book for? If you had to pick out a reader or type of reader, who would be the person who should really pick up this book right now?
So this is an adult book, obviously. I think that mm-hmm. first scene really already lends that. I think it's designed for people who really enjoy female-centric fantasy. So I think the fact that we have a female character here as the main character is a big part of the book. So the whole dynamics and the way that she sees the world is also heavily influenced by the fact that she's a woman and she really holds little power on her own in that very male and magical-driven society. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's for people who love books like Throne of Glass, Shadow and Bone, really all the female-centric stories that we have out there.
And what kind of emotions will people go through? Will they laugh? Will they cry? Smile? Will they get uncomfortable or be challenged throughout the book? What should they expect?
So on this first book, I think people will be more on the edge of their seats, you know? So yeah, there will be moments where there will be laughter, there is some banter, there is some very violent moments. But I think mainly this first book is about doing the groundwork on the relationships that will play out on book two. So there is a lot of work on developing Isla, on really bringing some of those secondary characters that will be so important to her journey on book two and then furthermore on book three. I really look at this book as sort of that first dip in the water, you know, so it's not overly emotional. I think there are moments where there is a lot of emotion running free, but it's not an overly emotional type of book. There's a lot of action happening, really fast paced. So yeah, I think it's really about the groundwork and getting to know that universe a little bit better.
Yeah. And there's two books out now. How many books are going to be in the series? Have you decided?
It's three books.
Three books. When is the third book going to be released? Do you have a date planned yet?
Hopefully early next year. Okay. So I'm in a little bit of a maternity leave at the mm-hmm. moment. So that's slowing things down a little bit. But I have started it. I have a full outline, a full plot. So if everything goes according to plan, we will have it live early next year.
So exciting.
Yeah.
All right. So as writers, we are readers first. We all fall in love with reading and then decide, let's write a book. So what is your favorite genre to read?
It's fantasy by Amaya.
Yeah.
So I read other things, yes. But every time I need, you know, to get out of a slump or really just mm-hmm. get out of the world, that's where I go.
And what was the last book you read that you gave a 5-star to?
Ooh, my last 5-star. Actually, it wasn't fantasy. Funny enough, I just finished reading Daisy Jones and the Six.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's not my usual genre, but it was just a knockout. I mean, I had all the feelings, so it was a definite 5-star. I couldn't put it down.
Yeah, I've heard really good things. I haven't stepped into that one yet, but I've been persuaded. It's on my TBR. One day I will read that book. We'll see.
It's a brilliant book. It has a different style, a different, mm-hmm. completely different writing style. But you have to be in the mood for it. But I think it was an amazing read for me.
So how often are you reading? Like if you had to think back to 2022, how many books did you read in the entire year? Do you know?
About 70.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. I love to hear that because some authors are like, I've read 200. And then other authors were like, I've read one because they were writing the whole time or something. So cool. All right. So we know book three is in the works, but do you have any other upcoming projects that you'd like to share? Any ideas that are kind of percolating?
So I do have a very exciting project sort of on the back of my mind. And, you know, you were talking at the beginning, you were saying, you know, we authors, we have those shiny new ideas that keep sparkling. So that's one that I'm trying to, you know, push aside so it doesn't take the focus out of book three, but it keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps bothering me. So that will probably be the next one, but it's still very early stages. What I can say is that it's also fantasy, but more of a contemporary one. So sort of real world finds magic and these sort of things. It will probably be a much more emotional book. It's a standalone at the moment, so, but let's see. I'm really trying to leave it on the on the back of the drawer, you know, so I can focus on finishing this series first.
Exactly. I am in the same boat as you with making sure to stay in the series before you venture out. That's something that I've heard from a lot of different authors. Finish a series before you start another. Otherwise, you'll have three series that you're working on simultaneously, and it's a disaster.
And I think it's so frustrating for readers as well. I mean, as a reader myself, I've been frustrated so many times by authors that, you know, just don't finish them.
Yeah. good reason to keep on plowing through with this series. Well, I'm excited to see how book two turns out and then dive into book three once it's out next year. But this is Read It With Whiskey, and it wouldn't be Read It With Whiskey without talking a little bit about whiskey. So what is your favorite whiskey to drink?
So I'm actually more of a vodka girl myself. So I was racking my brain yesterday, and unless we can pass Bailey's as sort of a whiskey, it is made out of whiskey after all. I don't think I can really answer this one.
Oh, that's okay. Bailey's will count. But if you're more of a vodka drinker, what's your favorite vodka then?
Ketel One. I think it's the one that I usually go for.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll enjoy some Kettle One every once in a while. Yeah. All right. Please tell our listeners where they can find you and your books and follow along with your author journey.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. My handle is Aline P. Mora. My website, alinepmora.com. And of course, all the books are available on Amazon and on Kindle Unlimited. So yeah, just go there and find me.
Oh, well, Aline, it's been such a great time at being able to talk to you. Finally, we've been connected for months, and now it's great to finally see you in person digitally. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I loved one of Aline's first points about her book earlier on in the interview when she said that it's about the dark and the light and how life is lived in that in between. It's not all good, it's not all bad, and I think she really tells that story through the characters, through all the trials that they go through, and I'm just so excited to see what she threw at the characters in book two. So stay tuned with Aline. Two of those books are out now. The third book will be coming out next year. All of her links are in the show notes. And next week on Read It With Whiskey, we have Wendy McIver. She is the author of Relic and Ruin. And this might be familiar because this is a Wattpad author who exploded a few years ago. She started writing this book when she was 16, and it was on Wattpad for free for people to read. And she blew up, had over 1 million people read this book, and she got it published. And we are going to talk to her next week. So definitely tune in. I'll talk to you then. You've been listening to an episode of Read It With Whiskey. I'm your host, Laura Gentinen, and I want to personally say thank you so much for listening. Your support of the podcast means so much to me, and I would love to get to know you. Hop on over to Instagram and follow us at Read It With Whiskey. Please chime in on this episode's post, share it on your social media and with your friends, and come back next time to hear more from self-published authors. I'll talk to you soon.